Good morning to the members of the Ministry of State Security, ministers, Siyabonga Tswelele's people. Good morning to the State Law Advisor, Advocate Smuts. To PMG. Before I proceed, allow me to invite the Honorable Sithole, member of the National Assembly, to attend this meeting, and as a member of the ANC, in terms of the Rule 134 of the National Assembly rules, the chairperson is entitled to co-opt. Any member of the National Assembly onto the committee when a committee member is not present or the alternate is not present. I remind members that members of the National Assembly have all got powers equal to the powers that any member has on a committee. You will know that even members that are not members of a committee is entitled to attend meetings and to participate in the proceedings. The only problem is that they are not allowed to vote when they are not members. If co-opted in terms of this rule, they become members of the committee until such time that the member in whose place they co-opted in is entitled to take his position, his or her position again. So, the Honorable Sithole, welcome to this meeting. We're grateful that you have attended. Honorable members, the proceedings today is short, and I'm sorry for keeping you waiting for a few minutes. We need to attend to adopting the committee report and to the outstanding minutes. A copy of the printed bill has also been circulated, so I trust that you have all received these documents. I'd like to start with the minutes, and I take it that everybody has read the minutes. I think the minutes essentially contain as best some of the important discussions that took place and decisions. I've gone through them myself. There are some adjustments that need to be done, but I don't want to burden the committee unnecessarily. I have notified members that this will not be a long meeting, and there are members that have got other committee meetings they want to attend to. So, I would like to propose that I be allowed to make those adjustments, which some of them are just very simple spelling, some of them are grammatical. For example, if you look at the meeting of, I just want to give you an example, the meeting of the 26th of March. If you go to the clause 4, which is on the third page, clause 4, and you go to the third paragraph, you'll see there, they agreed to delete. You see that? It should actually be the committee agreed to delete. It's that type of adjustments I'm talking about, honorable members. If you go on that same top of the second page, you'll see he also mentioned that Mr. Herman, that should be the State Law Advisor. You see that error? Mr. Herman? What they were saying, the Advocate Smuts, it should be the State Law Advisor. So there are such, and I don't think I'm burdening the committee with going through these things tediously, identifying little errors like that. So I think if we can agree, honorable members, that we adopt the minutes, this is parliamentary rules now, with the understanding that the chairperson will do such necessary adjustments, minor adjustments that are necessary, then I think we can adopt the minutes. Can we then start with the minute of the 22nd of February? a seconder, and I take it then we, for the purposes of this meeting, I will consider myself to be included in the decision of adopting. Can I have a mover? The Honourable Bengu moves, the Honourable Santos seconds. Is there any objection? The minutes then of the 22nd then be regarded as approved, adopted and approved. Can we go to the minute of the 26th of February? Honourable members. That one is in perfect order. The moved by the Honourable Mazia, seconded by the Honourable Santo. No objections. Minutes then agreed to and adopted. The minutes of the 12th of March, Honourable Members. 5th of March, sorry, 5th March. Moved by the Honourable Santo, seconded by the Honourable Bengu. Agreed to? All agreed to? Yes? Yes, sir. You were not there. Okay, can we just... The Honourable Bingo, can you just do that adjustment? Then we back at the 5th of March. Move around the machine. Taking it. Okay, sorry, that was moved. All right.
It was moved.
Yes. Okay, we got that 5th of March. There are no objections, Honourable Members. The minutes has been adopted and agreed to.
The 1st of March.
Bengu and Santo.
Bengu wasn't there on the 1st of March.
Yeah, but hold it. Hold it. The chairperson agrees, and for the purposes of this meeting, the chairperson is casting a vote in agreement with the minutes being approved. Can we go to the next minute? 12 March. The 12th of March, there was no quorum, so I note and I'll sign that minute. There was no quorum at that meeting, Honourable Members, so please, those of you that were can just agree with me, I'll sign that minute as a reflection of what took place that particular day.
That's correct.
Okay, Honourable Members?
Fine.
Chairperson will sign, make a note. There wasn't a quorum on that day. Can we then go to the 15th of March? Same situation, Honourable Members. There was no quorum. I shall sign that minute as a reflection of what took place that particular day. Can we then go to the 19th of March? There are some corrections there, but I will deal with that, Honourable Members. Can I have a seconder and a mover, please? The Honourable Santo has raised his hand. Seconded by the Honourable Mazia. No objections, honorable members. The minutes are then adopted and agreed to. The 26th of March, honorable members. The honorable Bengu moves, seconded by the honorable Stevens. Members, there's no objections. The minutes shall be adopted in this form as agreed to. The minutes then of the 27th of March, which was the last meeting that we had prior to this one. Honorable members, moved by the honorable Masia, seconded by the honorable Santo. Honorable members, if there's no objections, this minutes of the 27th are then adopted by agreement. Those then are the minutes of the meetings, honorable members. The unfortunate situation that we have those things approved and adopted. Can we then get to the committee? The committee report. The report before you, honorable members, was to the, if you look at the date in the second line on page one, the date 27th March should be changed to today's date. This is the day that the committee is being, that the report has been adopted. So can you just make note that that change will be made to the 16th of April? Everybody see that? If you go down to under clause 4, the second line in clause 4, there is a capital A there after the word such, between the word such and department. That A shouldn't be there. It crept in from one of the proposals that was made by the DA. It's a printing error. It should read, provided that such department of state. Other than that, this report is drafted in terms of Rule 251 of the National Assembly. I have consulted extensively with the parliamentary staff that is responsible for the assistance in drafting of these reports. I'm satisfied of the consultation that the report complies with Rule 251. What will be filed in Parliament is not only the report but also the A-list, which forms part of the work of the committee. Honourable members, this is the report that we've been waiting for. I take it you've gone through the report. Can we have then a move for the adoption of a report which reflects the work of the committee? The Honourable Mania moves. And the Honourable Mancia seconds it. Is all members in favour of the report, honourable members? Let it be recorded that the chairperson is himself agreed and assisted in the adoption of the report. Honourable members, you have a copy of the printed bill for the sake of clarity and finality. It's sometimes the case that punctuation and other minor errors are picked up. I ask merely that the bill be adopted in this form, giving the state law advisor and the parliamentary staff the necessary authority to do any punctuation and such errors that are normally allowed in the circumstances, should it be established that there are such errors. Can there be a mover for the adoption of this bill in that, under those circumstances, honourable members? The honourable Bengu moves, the honourable Santu seconds. All in agreement, honourable members? All in agreement. Then this printed bill shall be forwarded to Parliament as a whip of the committee. Honourable members, that's the business for the day. I want to thank you again all for coming. It's a very large presence today. I can see the importance of such a meeting, and I know the loneliness now that you're going to face having not to attend these meetings. Now I can see the sadness in some of the faces of the members that this thing has come to an end. Unfortunately, all good and bad things come to an end, honourable members, and so I must thank you once more again, the Honourable Sitoli, for assisting, and the State Law Advisor for the very, very important work that was rendered, and without the assistance of the advocates, much I don't think we would have been able to finish as we have. Honourable members, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir. Good.